This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Acting U.S. Defense Chief Pat Shanahan arrived in Afghanistan Monday to meet with Afghan leaders and U.S. commanders. The visit comes as negotiators work toward a peace deal for the war that began in 2001. Shanahan told reporters traveling with him that he wants to stress to Afghan officials the importance of their involvement and discussions about what happens in their country. He was asked about the plan to reduce the number of forces there.
I have not been directed to step down our forces in Afghanistan. The direction, and this is in close coordination with Secretary Pompeo and Ambassador Bolton, is to support Ambassador Khalilzad and these peace negotiations.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's government has not been part of the ongoing talks between U.S. Envoy Zalmay Khalilzad and the Taliban. Khalilzad said last week he believes a peace agreement could be achieved before Afghanistan's presidential election in July. He and his team are due to meet with the Taliban again in Qatar on February 25th for more discussions. Shanahan said the Pentagon is playing a critical role in facilitating the dialogue around those framework discussions and is working in close coordination with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and National Security Advisor John Bolton. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces say they have recaptured 41 positions held by Islamic State militants as they seek to clear the last enclave the militant group controls in eastern Syria. Mustafa Bali, an SDF spokesman, tweeted Sunday that SDF forces had destroyed fortifications in the village of Baghouz, but that heavy fighting continued. The SDF, backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes, is fighting IS in a four-square-kilometer area that includes Baghouz and is near the Iraqi border. More than 23,000 Syrian civilians and foreign nationals have fled eastern Syria this past week alone. This is VOA News. The U.S. government is facing a Friday deadline for funding about a quarter of its operation, struggling to avert another shutdown after a record 35-day closure was ended. VOA's Michael Bowman reports on the issue.
Where walls go up, illegal crossings go way, way down. I will get it built.
An unwavering President Donald Trump still at odds with an unwavering House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
There's not going to be any wall money in the legislation.
So far, no deal has been reached by a bipartisan bicameral conference committee tasked with finding a compromise on border security before Friday when U.S. government funding expires once again. But President Trump holds a wild card, his authority as commander-in-chief to declare a national emergency and bypass Congress altogether.
That's VOA's Michael Bowman reporting. Venezuelan leaders may be committing genocide by blocking food deliveries. That's according to the interim president, Juan Guaido. Shipments of U.S. food, medicine, and humanitarian aid are on the Colombian side, with a tanker and two large trucks sitting right in the middle of the bridge. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has ordered the soldiers to prevent the aid from crossing the border. He has said that the U.S. help is part of a plot to overthrow his government, and said Venezuela does not need it. South Korea and the U.S. have signed a new preliminary agreement increasing the amount Seoul will pay for having U.S. troops in South Korea. U.S. negotiator Timothy Betts.
The United States government realizes that Korea does a lot for our alliance and for peace and stability in this region. And the SMA is only a small part of that, but it's an important part.
The agreement must still be approved by South Korea's parliament, which is expected to happen in April. That's according to the South Korean news agency. The new deal represents an 8.2% hike in Seoul's payment for helping to maintain the 28,500 U.S. troops in South Korea. Turkey says China should close facilities it calls concentration camps for a reported 1 million ethnic Uyghurs, declaring them a great shame for humanity. A Turkish foreign ministry spokesman said in a statement Saturday that it is no longer a secret that more than 1 million Uyghur Turks incurring arbitrary arrests are subjected to torture and political brainwashing and internment camps in prisons. The Turkish statement follows news of the alleged death of a Uyghur poet and musician who was held in one of the camps in China province. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.